Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, I had my mic muted. No wonder. No wonder. I was talking. I'm like, hello? Hello?
You're having a rough day, huh? You've been talking to yourself a lot.
I pulled a U.
I know. That's the crazy thing. We can't both be muted, bro. Somebody got to say something.
Bro, working from home, like, man, I kind of, you know, for the past couple months, I've been in the studio. Hawk is out, so it's Crowder and Solana. And I enjoyed going into the studio. It was a way to get out of my house. And you know, I kind of missed you guys. And I was hoping at some point you guys would want to come back into the studio and, you know, it'd be like how it used to be. But I got to be honest, I don't blame you or Hawk for not wanting to go back into the studio. This has been nice, man. I like in the break, I can just go downstairs, go wave at my neighbors. I don't know. Like, I have nothing to do, but it's nice. It's a cool feeling to just be in my bedroom doing the show.
Yeah. It was crazy at first. I would say those first 3 weeks was weird. And now, like I said, about 1:15, the kids, oh, daddy, you got to work. Yeah. And I walk in the office, I set up the mic, put the little coolers with towels wrapped around it to bounce some sound off. I don't know. Y'all told me to do this. And it's cool. I'll tell you one thing I did. Save a lot of damn money not buying them $3 sodas at that damn soda machine. Yeah, man. I can get a whole case of soda, whatever, go to my refrigerator. Yeah, I must have saved. I probably saved $1,000 not coming to work over the last couple months.
Yeah, but those gas stations you stopped at are out of business. Like, you're the only person. You were keeping those gas stations alive. You'd spent $20 a day just buying sodas nobody's ever heard of. Like, they don't even have labels. It's just, it's like a water bottle with red liquid inside of it.
It's the little bin. You don't never buy the drinks out of the bin with ice right next to the register. You don't have to go way back to the cooler, Solana. There's a big bin with bargain drinks right in there. Like 60 cents for a bottle. I love it. Give it to me.
Nobody buys those. Literally, nobody buys them. That's why they're there, because they want people. They're trying to entice you to buy it while you're in line. But you don't even get in line. Like, you go to the line to buy those drinks, which is weird. It's bizarre. Nobody does that.
Yeah, it's a surprise. It sneaks up on you. You don't know if it's a RC Cola. You don't know if it's a Ritz. You don't know what's in that ice. It's like winning the lottery.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
Always know what time it is.
Dolly.
Always know when it's 305 here on the show.
Dolly.
Got some text here. So there was a report Omar Kelly wrote that the Miami Dolphins have received an offer already for Xavien Howard ahead of the NFL's trade deadline next week, and that they're taking offers. So they're openly discussing perhaps trading Xavien Howard. A couple people texted in. You can text the show 786-360-0790. What if this X thing is just a smokescreen to get the media to talk about something else besides Tua, take some pressure off him, and X is aware? He thinks that Brian Flores has manipulated the media, and X is aware that he has put out a fake report, or Chris Greer has put out a fake report to get Tua, you know, more comfortable going into his first start so that everybody's not hyping up Tua's first start.
I'll tell you this. It's not going to help him on Sunday. That whole thing, I see the angle. I'm not just saying it's crazy, but like, okay, yeah, no, small, light a piece of paper and throw it on the other side of Tua so you don't look at Tua anymore. Like, he's starting quarterback. And then these talks are going to end in a couple days, and then it's Tua again. That's not him. You know what they could do? Just evaluating. You know, have you ever gone on those websites just to see how much your car is worth? You're not thinking about selling it. you just go to Blue Book or something. You just want to go and find out what you're worth, what your car is. Maybe that's it. Maybe they know they spend a lot of money on corners, and they just want to find out, hey, if Xavier was on the market, what would we get for him? And then if it gets too sexy like Tunsil's did with two first-round picks, now you got to bite. But just to evaluate what you got, see what people think. You love him. We love Xavier. Everybody knows he's a baller. What's he worth? Let's find out.
Yeah, but my car on Trulia or whatever isn't going to react negatively to me trying to find out what she's worth. Xavier Howard turns on his phone 20 minutes ago, and he sees the report from Omar Kelly, and he's saying, hey, what the hell? Like, I'm leading the NFL in interceptions, and you're trying to trade me. We're 3-3. Our defense is playing much better than it has the past, you know, after weeks 1, 2, and 3. Like, what the hell's going on here, you know? So, I mean, that I get what you're saying. Like, you want to know. I think that works in every sport. Like, you want to know, you know, what value your players have. You're always looking at options. Pat Riley says it all the time, right? Like, nothing's off the table. Everything's on the table when it comes to improving your team and making it better. But you also have to be aware that and be mindful that Xavier Howard could, you know, go in there and say, okay, you want to trade me? Then trade me. Like, do it. I'm not playing. I'm going to hold out. Go trade me.
And see, that's the thing, too. And this is two-pronged because it's another thing people were talking about with Tua. I heard the word mutiny between Fitzy and Tua in the locker room division. Like, do people think this is the longest yard where they let, you know, they let Adam Sandler get sacked because he talked to the dean or, the, you know, whatever, the leader of the prison? Bro, you have to go work to get paid and to get another contract. So to your point about Xavier and then the all offensive line, if Jesse Davis is so upset because him and Fitzy are friends, Jesse Davis is going to put on film him giving up sacks. They're not going to say, oh, but there was a mutiny and that's why he's not blocking. No, they're going to say, oh, his talent's declining. And then that gives you a chance of not getting paid anymore or good to get benched. So this whole thought about guys' emotions and now they're going to play worse or, you know, hold out. If Xavier gets upset about the trade and holds out, he's going to miss out on $1 million a week. Like, if he doesn't play against the Rams because of emotions, he's going to miss out on $1 million. Xavier, go get out there and play. Whatever on the side of your helmet, you got $1 million coming a week. Go play ball. So that whole thought of, yeah, they're gonna not play as hard. They're not going to try not to get hurt and all. All you're doing is putting stuff on film that's going to lower your next contract. So I could never see anybody I play with saying, oh, they want to trade me? Watch how I play this game. So now you're going to make everybody think you're a worse player? You're gonna prove to the world that you're not as good as you are because you're mad? It actually hurts you more than hurts the team, if you be honest.
Crowder, somebody tweeted me, at Dolphins Got Next, tweeted me and you. He just picked up, he's listening to the show, he just picked up a Ritz Orange, big 24-ounce from the gas station. And this is what you got people doing, man. You got people drinking trash soda from the gas station.
Mm-hmm. And that look, 99 cents. 24 ounces for 99 cents. You go get one of them high-brand, high-class drinks. 24 ounces, Solana, you're coming out your pocket, $14.98. This has a tag on the wrapper. It's never going above 99 cents. Look at that. Orange with the funny-looking orange, too.
Bro, it says zero caffeine. What the hell are you drinking a Ritz for then? If it had zero caffeine, you're not even drinking it for the little pick-me-up. You're drinking it for the trash taste. Ritz doesn't taste good. Ritz,
no, I guess
you can't tell me it tastes good. You can't.
It
tell
is.
Me
it's bubbly
good.
Sugar water. It's sugar water. I know that.
But it doesn't even have caffeine. Like, what's the point? You're drinking orange sugar and water. Like, what's the point?
Yes, it's bubbly Kool-Aid. Is what it is, and I love it. And it's 99 cents consistently. I don't know. How much does a Coke cost, Solana?
$2.99.
You're just guessing. But you're guessing because they don't have the neck. I know Ritz is going to be 99 cents every time I walk into one of them little stinky, funny-smelling gas stations off 441. I love it. It makes me feel good inside.
If you're a New England Patriots fan, go ahead, turn off the radio. Just go listen to something else. You are not going to like what's coming up in the next segment because Dave Hyde of the Sun Sentinel has claimed that the Patriots dynasty is officially dead. We're going to talk to Dave Hyde coming up shortly. Let's get the headlines with Dan Day.
Orion Fuels is sponsoring this hour, steps away from convenience. Convenience, just go in there, dig your hand into that big chest of ice, and get yourself a nice, cheap, cold drink. Speaking of nice, cheap, cold drinks, Modelo Especial Sports Desk headlines right now. Heat assistant Dan Craig has left the team for a similar position with the Clippers. No replacement has been named as of yet.
Yeah, we talked to Will Manto about that last hour. I kind of wanted to revisit it later on in the show, Crowd. Maybe if we have enough time. Just weird that he, you know, the reports are saying he left for, I guess, a better opportunity to then become a head coach later on. He wants to be in a bigger market and, I guess, establish his resume, is what Will said. But, I mean, the Miami Heat were in the NBA Finals last year, and he was their lead assistant coach under Eric Spoelstra, who is now, you know, pretty much regarded as the best, if it, maybe the second or third best, but certainly in the top three head coaches in the NBA. So just weird that he would go to, yes, a bigger market, but the second team in that market. The Lakers dominate the L.A. market.
And like Will said, I don't know the money, but if you offer me 20 more thousand a year or 100 more thousand a year, or the numbers were there too. And to be honest, like if you're planning on coaching the Heat in the head coaching position, Spo is a puppy, man. Spo's going to coach for 20 more years.
Yeah.
So if how long has he been here, Solana? 10 years?
I think since the 2015 season, but he was, so, he coached the Sioux Falls Skyforce, like the G League team. He also was the coach of the summer league team at one point in Miami as well.
And who was it? Fizdale? Didn't Fizdale go get a head coaching job? He got fired like four games in, but yeah. Any other Heat assistants have got head coaching opportunities?
Jawan Howard for Michigan. I don't know if you would count that.
Yeah. Well, he's in college. You know, he's in college. I just, it's more personal. Let's take the Heat culture T-shirt off and just think about this man made a business decision for him and his family. Kind of like what Will said.
Fine.
It made perfect sense when Will said it.
Yeah. By the way, Dan, before we go back to you for headlines, Barry Jackson, we've been talking about Xavier Howard. This report from the Sun Sentinel that the Dolphins have, one, received an offer for Xavier Howard already and are accepting offers to trade Xavier Howard ahead of the deadline. Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald, he tweeted this out moments ago. Shout out to Zach Krantz for DMing it to you and I. He says, Dolphins to me. So the Miami Dolphins have told Barry Jackson, quote, the report in the South Florida Sun Sentinel is factually inaccurate and based on rumors. The paper practiced poor journalism by not reaching out to the team for comment or the chance to respond to the story. We are not exploring any trades regarding Xavier Howard.
They got a snitch somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's
it. Let me be honest, because the Flores said the Tua thing. He was upset that the media got a hold of the Tua starting before he could tell the team. Yeah. And now the Xavier rumors, quote unquote, you know, either way that goes. Yeah, somebody a little loose lipped over there in Davie. A little loose lips.
Go ahead, Dan.
All right, back to the NBA. There is talk that the season could start as soon as December 22nd.
Yeah, it's looking more and more like that's gonna happen. We're gonna know by October 30th. So Friday, we're gonna know for sure, I think, when the NBA is officially gonna start, because Adam Silver said specifically he wants to give an 8-week window between when they decide the first game or the first day will officially start, you know, when their decision is and when that day is going to come. And October 30th is exactly 8 weeks away from Christmas Day. So we're pretty much going to know by Friday.
A lot of rest games are going to take place in December and January if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, you could see a situation, right, where, like, LeBron James, like, I'm not playing the first 2 weeks. Like, we just got the championship. We're good.
Oh, yeah. No, we talked – I think we might have talked about yesterday or Monday or something where – or last week where it's kind of like, yeah, the, you know, the Golden State Warriors can't wait to get back on the court. The damn Heat and the Lakers, bro, they're still sore. Like, their ankles are – they're still in the cold and hot tub every day trying to get back from the championship. Yeah, some teams are gonna be hurting early in this season.
Anything else, Dan?
Yeah, I was going to say, Danny Green even said earlier today that he, LeBron James, and some of the Lakers, they're sitting out probably most likely if it comes back December 22nd for the first month.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. Like, these guys just finished, and they don't even get a full offseason. But the NBA, they've lost a bunch of money. They want the Christmas Day revenue because it's their best day of the year other than the playoffs, and they want to be done by the Olympics. That way the NBA players can go get their exposure overseas and they can start the following season, the 2021-2022 season, on time. So I understand what the NBA is trying to do, but I also understand the players who are saying, hey, like, what, we get 8 weeks off? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I just got a great tweet about the Xavier Howard. Maybe the Dolphins are pulling a fast one, and they're putting Xavier's name out there, and when the team sends them the picks, they're going to send Jordan Howard to them. That would be genius.
It would work if you were the GM of the other team. You've been messing up these guys' names all day. You would, oh, yeah, bring in Jordan. Jordan Howard leading the NFL in interceptions. Yeah, we got Jordan Howard. And then he shows up, and it's me. It's me in a helmet.
Glad to have you here. You're a little thick to play cornerback, huh, yeah. That Jordan? No, that's Xavier. I'm a running back. Oh, we don't need you.
Anything else, Dan? Do you have weather?
Yeah, I do have weather. It is from the Exergen Weather Center. Today's forecast going to be partly cloudy with temperatures in the mid-80s. And these headlines have been sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit.
We're going to talk about the Patriots' demise coming up shortly here.
Guys, I'm going to tell you about Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet. My homeboy Eric Nunez down there. Lou Backroad has been saving people money on Chevys, giving the best prices on Chevys since the 50s. No one will ever sell a Chevy for less, and no one has ever sold Chevys for less than Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Now, people are lying to you now. There's a lot of fake stuff online, the fake stuff on TV commercials. Then you get down to the station, get down to the dealership, and it's 10 grand more, 15 grand more. Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet would not do that to you. Stop falling for fake price nonsense and just go to Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet, family owned and operated. And I wasn't joking, giving the best deal on Chevys since the 50s. There are thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for immediate delivery. If you're not comfortable going down to the showroom, go online, shop online, and then they'll bring it to you wherever you are. If you want to go test drive, go test drive. You'll meet the award-winning sales staff. You'll see an immaculate showroom, award-winning service department. It is special that what they got going down at Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet. But either way, online or in person, go get one of these Chevys. The price they show is the price you get, and that's what Lou Backroad is about and has always been about. They'll treat you like family and get you in the vehicle that you want for the lowest price anywhere, and that is a guarantee. Lou Backroad, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
Dave Hyde of the Sun Sentinel, he claims the Patriots dynasty is done. He'll join us next on Hawk and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You nailed it!
Hawk and Crowder.
A lot going on, Crowder. A lot going on with the Dolphins.
The show started, baby. Last 2 hours. Yeah. Been crazy.
Yeah. Tua in 5 days now. A report about Xavier Howard, which the Miami Dolphins are denying. But all that is going to get put on hold because the Patriots dynasty is dead. At least that's what Dave Hyde wrote in the Sun Sentinel. He's a sports writer, covering, and you can follow him on Twitter at Dave Hyde Sports. Dave, you are ready to announce that the Patriots dynasty is dead after their loss over the weekend. Is that true?
Yeah, I took the pulse on actually, it's been that way for a while, right? I mean, when they lost Brady, and we all waited to see if Belichick could create magic. And it's kind of expected to me to how the Patriots season has played out. I'm surprised they're getting trounced like they have the last couple weeks, though.
And it's okay for us to celebrate this, right? Like you wrote.
Are you kidding? How long have you been waiting? And saying any year now, any year Tom Brady is going to get old. Well, he didn't get old. He just went to Tampa. And now we get to say, which I have been telling the New England writers for 10 years, oh, well, enjoy it while it lasts, because when Brady leaves the huddle, just like when Marino left the huddle, he ain't coming back for a while. And now we'll see how many quarterbacks they go through before they get one. And I should say this isn't a slap at Bill Belichick. A lot of people say, well, Brady was the more important component of that relationship. And to me, they're partners. You look in the Hall of Fame, anytime there's a coach in there, there's a quarterback in there too. And anytime you look at a quarterback, his coach is in there. You need both of those components to win. And Belichick You know, for sustained winning. I'm not saying one season of magic or anything like that, but for sustained winning, you need greatness both at coach and quarterback.
Dave, so it's dead. This isn't a lull, because I can just see Atlanta moving on from Matt Ryan, or the Lions moving on, you know, from Stafford, or Justin Fields, Mac Jones. The Patriots get one of these quarterbacks. Like you said, they struggle to get one. But you're telling me, Dave, they can't sneak out, find one of these vets or a young guy and get right back on top?
Manning. Forget them. Forget them. Look at they're laying there on the slab. They're being put under this dynasty. Now, what you're asking is, can Belichick resurrect his franchise and his team again? And just like Shula did. Shula had Greasy in the 70s, and he gets Marino, and there's a lot of sustained winning for them. So could he find another quarterback? Yeah, but until I don't think Matt Ryan or a fill-in is going to do it, because you look at, again, I'm talking sustained winning. I'm not saying couldn't come back for 1 year, but for Belichick to do anything, you know, a five-year run or something like that to the end of his career, he's going to have to find a top-notch quarterback.
We're talking to Dave Hyde of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And a lot of the blame, I think, Dave, can be fairly placed on Bill Belichick, right? I mean, just they haven't drafted well. They didn't give Tom Brady weapons, so he chose to leave them. Like, a lot of the blame can be put on the NFL coaching god. Everybody loves to label him as the best coach ever, Bill Belichick. Like, this is a result of him maybe not having the foresight that, you know, Tom Brady did, where now he's succeeding somewhere else.
Yeah, I turned that around. I say, how did he keep this going for 20 years? I mean, because they went through four different makeovers under Brady, okay? Four or five, depending on how you want to count it up. And he just ran out of, you know, great moves to keep it going. And, yeah, Brady didn't have enough talent around him at the end. But in the salary cap era, you miss on a couple drafts like the Patriots did, and you're gonna pay for it. And he couldn't, meaning Belichick, couldn't come up with enough of the Ninkoviches or the guys he just gets for nothing and to create into something in his system. To keep it sustained for another year or two. But, you know, the amazing part to me is he kept it going for 20 years in this era when who else has done that? So, he's to blame. GM Belichick let down Coach Belichick, and that's the way it usually happens.
And, Dave, so the AFC East is open. Who's winning that race right now? Most people say Buffalo, but I think on Sunday we got Tua starting. Like, can the Dolphins take off? Like, you believe in this organization, believe in this draft. They have another, dozen draft picks next week. Is this the Dolphins' chance right now?
I would say next year, 2 years, is the chance to take off. Look, this if Buffalo doesn't do it now, look, they went out and they made big swing for Diggs at receiver. They got Josh Allen in his third year. They should be the team. There should be nobody else who is able to challenge them. And, you know, I think that the Dolphins are, you know, bless them for beating San Francisco and Jacksonville and the Jets. But let's face it, the Jets and Jacksonville are two of the worst, probably the two worst teams in the league right now. Yeah. And so I get why they moved on, and they're saying, even if we, you know, go 7-9, 8-8, 9-7 this year under Fitzpatrick, what does that get us? It was time to move on. So, and get to the next year as quickly as possible, because you can challenge Buffalo. You can. It's the Patriots are sinking, and the Jets are the Jets. And we used to say that about the Dolphins. The Dolphins were the Jets for years.
We're talking to Sun Sentinel columnist Dave Hyde. Dave, is Sunday, and I might be getting ahead of myself, you tell me, but is Sunday the most important day for South Florida sports since maybe, you know, one of the games in the Big Three era, Game 6 in Boston or Game 7 against the Spurs? I understand the Heat had an incredible run this year, but the implications of you know, how important Tua Tagovailoa is going to be for this franchise long term. Like, and everything, you know, is going to come down to Sunday and how he looks in his first game, the decision to start him after you go 3-3 with Fitzpatrick. Like, is Sunday the most important day for South Florida sports in maybe a couple years, 5-6 years at the very least?
Well, it's the most fun day, but let's face it, is it that consequential of a day? When Marino started, they lost the first game. His first pass was intercepted. They lose the first game. Are we talking consequence winning and losing, or just how we feel after watching Tua play probably for the first game? So there's no need to dress it up or anything. The day stands on its own. This is a day, you know, everybody's been waiting for on some level for 20 years, right? I mean, where you say, okay, the chapter's turning. Even when Tannehill started in 2012, 2011, there was a feeling he's not ready. I mean, remember he had played 2 years in college and nobody really knew. David Gerrard got hurt and he got thrust in there. And so we weren't sure what they had. With Tua, and you have to put up the asterisks, as long as he's healthy, the idea was he was the top pick in the draft, and the Dolphins got him fifth because of that health. So I get what you're saying. It's the biggest day for the Dolphins as a without the win or loss, but as turning the page as they've had in years and years, probably 20 years.
I look at it from the perspective that I think Flores and Greer together in these 2 years since they've been working together here, or a year and whatever, they've earned, you know, for the most part, the trust of this fan base. And I think most people trust that Brian Flores is going to make the correct decision. He preaches culture. He preaches, you know, the best player will play. That's his philosophy. And I think people have bought into that here. And just 3 weeks ago, he was telling us that Tua Tagovailoa is not ready yet. And then, you know, after they beat the Jets, they blow out the Jets with 3-3. He decides to make Tua Tagovailoa the starter. So I guess the way I was looking at it was, if Tua comes out on Sunday in this, you know, extremely important game for the Dolphins, because, you know, what it could mean for Tua Tagovailoa's future and how we perceive him here, if he doesn't look ready, can't Flores lose some of that, I don't know if respect, but trust that he's already built up with the fan base?
Yeah, look, this is a whole organizational decision, but I agree with you that this is the head coach's decision to start the quarterback. Is he ready? Well, we're going to find out. So, you know, I'm not basing it on one game, and yet I get there's going to be – you want him to look good out of the box. You want him to look like Justin Herbert has looked out of the box, right, as Joe Burrow has looked out of the box. And so I guess where I would differ from you a little is I'm still in the wait-and-see mode with Brian Flores and Chris Greer in this era, and let's face it, this is the number one decision. You marry yourself to a quarterback. They married themselves to Tua, just as you go to the Dolphins' eras through the years, and they failed because the quarterbacks failed. And so they have to be right on this decision of not so much when to start them or when not to start them. I think this is a fine time. They would have been fine at 1-3 if he was healthy and ready. But just on the fact that he can be a top-tier quarterback. He can do – I mean, just look what a quarterback can step in and do. Lamar Jackson stepped in midseason, took the Ravens to the playoffs, made their franchise exciting. Justin Herbert's given a 12 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in his first, 4 starts, and there's a different feel to that organization. Patrick Mahomes, what he did out there. So this one play piece, they got to get right. And if they get it right, they get all the credit and glory that comes with it. And if they get it wrong, then either they're looking for another one or they're looking for another job.
And Dave, I got to ask you, because you're in the information business, you know, you've been down here for 25, 30 years?
Come on, I've been here since 85, Shannon. Give me 35. Put a 35 on that.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. So I got to help you. You need to help me with this. Guys, we all know now, and this information just came out about an hour and a half ago. I know you've seen it, Dave. Omar Kelly said the Dolphins are fielding offers for Xavier Howard. Then Barry Jackson says nobody. The Dolphins told him they're not fielding offers. And then Joe Shad comes back and says, yes, I have somebody in NFL that said they are trying to see what the trade offers would be for Xavier Howard. How do we filter through all this information? What do you think's going on?
I think we're coming, and you live this probably on the inside, Shannon, of what does shopping or fielding offers mean, okay? Let's start here. I would be fielding offers for Xavier Howard. You're selling high right now. You have a guy who's had three knee surgeries who has the second highest contract. I don't understand why they signed him, to be honest with you. He's got knee problems. He's got huge contract. He's extremely talented, obviously, but he's played 46 of 70 games. And is that going to get better? Maybe, but the odds are it's not going to get better as he gets older and his knees get older. And I don't know, and you don't know what the knee issue is, and was it simple and it's okay now, or is it going to deteriorate through the year? So I guess the bottom line, if I'm a Dolphins GM, I'm taking phone calls if somebody calls. I might be just putting out little feeler. What could we get for Xavier Howard? We got a first-round pick from Minka Fitzpatrick. What could we? So, and you look at the Dolphins' timeline. Are they ready to win now? Are they ready to win next year? Or is the timeline really maybe a year and a half from now? And where will Xavier Howard be at that point? So, are they fielding offers? I hope so. If I'm the GM, I probably am. Does that mean you take the offer? Well, probably not, because if I'm an opposing GM, you get him now, you're getting one of the top cornerbacks in the league. He's 4 interceptions in 4 weeks. That's unbelievable, the level he's playing at right now. And he can help you win this year. The question is, where will he be in 2 or 3 years if I'm the Dolphins?
He's Dave Hyde. You can follow him on Twitter at Dave Hyde Sports. He's a columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Thank you so much for your time, Dave. We always appreciate it.
All right, Solana, good to see you here. You're behind the microphone there. You're getting extended run here. What do you think, Channing? What's the grade on Solana so far?
C minus his whole life, Dave. But you brought some big words out of him, Dave. He said implications. He said some long words. I don't know, Dave. You bring the best out of him.
I had to impress Dave Hyde. I had to. I used the small words for Hawk, but how was fishing yesterday, Dave? By the way, how was fishing yesterday?
Great. Went back in the Everglades. Light tackle, mangroves. Caught some redfish. Caught some mangrove snappers. 15 to 20 pound tarpon back there. It was a full day of fun. Full day of fun, right, Channing? You know that.
Yeah, man. Florida, you went Everglades City or you went south?
Yeah, I went to went off of Key Largo.
Oh, okay, and you ran across to the bay, the Florida Bay over there.
Yeah, I ran to where you got a canoe in. No motors allowed. Then you drop the canoe in the water and you row back in a couple. It's a you know, a pioneer's work. That's what it was.
That's awesome.
All right, Dave. Thank you. We appreciate it.
It's beautiful. All right. Take care.
All right. Have a good one. That's Dave Hyde there of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Think he can outfish you, Crowder?
Nope. I've told him before. I don't believe anybody can outfish me. The guys on TV don't got me. I just don't have a camera.
We went fishing once. I outfished you.
Solana. We could talk about it later. Goodness gracious.
Do what you got to do.
J&K Roofing is the best, guys. I talk about them, but I'm also a customer. They have been the South Florida's premier roofing company for over 41 years, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. They keep you and their workers safe. They're social distancing, and to be honest, in most cases, they don't have to come in your office or in your home to put a new roof or fix an existing one. And right now, you got to call J&K and get them to assess. If you have a problem, one of those spots on the ceiling, like what happened to me a couple months ago. Call J&K. Let them come out and assess the situation, because the financing offers right now through Y-Green will blow your mind and save you money. And like I said, home or office, residential or commercial, there's no job too big. There's no job too small for J&K to come handle. And when I have my problem, I call the owner, Donnie, and I told him, I said, I need some help. I'm having roof issues. He sent out the best workers. They were on time. They told me 8:30. I was like, okay, 8:45, 9. I don't know if they slept the night outside of my house. They were here at 8:30. They were professional. They were respectful. And the material, whatever you got, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, I had clay barrel, the best material and the best workers. And that's what Donnie told me. That's how you're the best, and that's how you run South Florida Roofing for over 40 years, is having great workers putting on great stuff. It makes perfect sense, but it's not easy to do, and J&K does it because they give us quality service, safety, and health, and there's nothing more customer once is that, and that's what J&K is about. Give them a call today. It rains every day. Hurricane season just passed. There's still one wrapping back around the Gulf somewhere. Call J&K right now. Any questions, any needs, let them come out and assess the situation. Give them a call at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows that we're all in this thing together.
Duncan Robinson posted on Instagram what his favorite snack is. It's probably the most Duncan Robinson answer you could imagine. I'll tell you what it is next on Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my
baby back ribs.
Hawk and Crowder. Check the wild.
Thanks again to Dave Hyde, columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Still feels weird, Crowder, to say that the Patriots are done. Bill Belichick, his reign is over. And it's the Dolphins who could fill that void. Like, it's just weird because I never thought I'd be living this right now, where the Dolphins, maybe not favorites, but could be the favorites going into next season, perhaps, to win the AFC East.
Yeah, man, and Dave brought up a great point where how often do you go, like Green Bay, how often can you go from a Brett Favre to an Aaron Rodgers? Like, it's impossible. Or what they're going to try to, Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, the guy they drafted. Like, that transition's tough, but Solana, you always call me scary. You started the show calling me scared of Tua starting against that Ram defense. Maybe I am scary every now and again because I must have PTSD. Because I believe the Patriots, they're going to get all the guys that opted out back. They're going to be able to draft some guys. They're going to be able to move pieces around, find a serviceable quarterback. And even in 2008, when we went to the playoffs and we won the AFC East, the Dolphins, the team I was on with, you know, the Wildcat year, they were 11-5 as well with Matt Castle. People don't even think about that. Oh, yeah, y'all won the AFC East. No, we won a tiebreaker to win the AFC East because we were both 11-5 with Matt Castle at quarterback. So I guess my fear of this dead dynasty is that it sits back up like the Undertaker in his casket back in the day for wrestling fans. Where, yeah, oh, they seem dead. They're dead. Oh, they're dead. No, they're not dead. They find a quarterback. They draft a guy. They get a Matt Ryan, like I said to Dave. They get a Matt Stafford, one of those older guys, and still continue to win. Are they going to win 6 more Super Bowls? Hell no. Bill Belichick's not getting 12. But can they win 1 or 2, Solana? I just can't say no to that either.
1 or 2 Super Bowls?
Yes, yes.
No.
Bro, you're crazy. Do you know early in Tom Brady's tenure, like it was the defenses with Teddy Bruschi and Ted Johnson and Darrell Revis. They were the strength of the team. Tom Brady just got a couple first downs and scored in the red zone. Like their teams aren't the Kansas City Chiefs right now. The Patriots didn't win like that. The Patriots are a real team, and that's what scares me.
Yeah, but they had Tom Brady. I hear you where, you know, maybe they can go out and get a veteran and, you know, Bill Belichick can coach up a team. But there's so many holes everywhere, Crowder. Like, I just think the foundation of what that team was winning off of, which was Bill Belichick and Tom Brady together overcoming every obstacle, is no more. And once you take away that huge piece, which is Tom Brady, even though, you know, he probably, and we're watching it now, he wasn't and isn't the Tom Brady of 2012 or 2008. it still meant too much to that organization, too much to the structure of that organization, to where you just can't, you know, and it's what Hawk was saying at the beginning of the year, you just can't go out and find anybody and plug in the pieces. It just doesn't work that way, when especially when there's so many good teams in the NFL right now.
But I'm not saying plugging anybody. That's why I brought up, like, Matt Ryan, an old guy that can still play. Like, bro, I know Atlanta's the laughing stock right now, and they're losing games ridiculously, but Matt Ryan's numbers are always going to be good. Matt Ryan can throw a football. We could have had Matt Ryan down here before we drafted Jake Long over him, but like that. Not just Solana, not just Jacoby Brissett. We've seen it. Brian Hoyer. You know, and funny thing, I'll throw Cam Newton in the same conversation, because I believe right now Cam Newton is on a Brian Hoyer, Jacoby Brissett playing level after we watch him for a number of weeks so far. He can still run, he's big, but that quarterbacking isn't his thing like it was when he was winning MVPs of the league. But I'm talking about a legit guy, an older guy that can do it, and now you get in that system that worked for Tom Brady when he was old and worked for, you know, Matt Castle when he stepped into it. They're going to solidify that defense. Can they draft great? No. Can they put a hell of a defense together? I got to say, yeah, man, because they're always in the top 10 defensively. So there's no more 17-0 years. I'll take that off. That whole 07, all that undefeated, there's no more of that. But can they win double-digit games with a Matt Ryan, a Matt Stafford, a Sam Darnold? The Jets are terrible. They draft Trevor Lawrence. The Patriots take Sam Darnold. Could they win 10 games with Sam Darnold? Like, I'm not saying no to that, man. I guess I respect Bill Belichick as a coach way over his GMing skills, but the respect of him as a coach is through the roof in my book.
Yesterday, you made a prediction, and you said to write it down. You told me, Solana, write this down.
Write
the Browns' offense will be better without Odell Beckham for the rest of the year. And it was kind of a hot take. Like, it was a simmering take. I'll give you the scorching take that I know I'm going to be right on, which is Bill Belichick will not win another Super Bowl as a head coach of the New England Patriots. And I feel totally comfortable saying that. I do. I feel totally – I understand. We talked about it yesterday. Had we had this same conversation 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 4 years ago, and every year the Patriots figured out a way to just pull themselves out of whatever bleep they're in, and they would make the playoffs and win the AFC East. That's it. Those days are done, Crowder. Bill Belichick will not win, and I'm writing it down. I'll write it down. Bill Belichick will not win another Super Bowl as the head coach of the New England Patriots. Book it.
Let me ask you this. Okay, I have a follow up now. If you're gonna make a scorching take, whatever the hell you call it, I deserve a follow up. If Matt Ryan was drafted to the Patriots in 2008, would the Patriots have won a Super Bowl if Matt Ryan was under center since 08? 12 years.
Maybe.
Yes. They would have, Solana.
Maybe.
They would have.
Maybe.
They would have, Solana. They won six with Brady. And I would say, and I'm not saying Matt Ryan's Tom Brady. Nowhere close. I don't think Matt Ryan.
It sounds like you're saying that.
No, Matt Ryan's not even a Hall of Famer. His numbers say it, but we know. I think Matt Ryan might get in third or fourth time. Matt Ryan for sure won't be a first ballot. But you see his skill set. You see his throwing ability. Now you put that in a McDaniels. And he's that same statue. He's what Brady would. Matt Ryan is very similar to Brady. We're seeing that Josh McDaniels might not be good with a Kyler Murray or a Cam Newton or a Lamar Jackson style of play. But he seems pretty good with these damn statues that sit in the pocket. It's the way they've won for 20 years and dominated the NFL for 20 years. So you get him another statue. You find a way to get Bill Belichick another, you know, 6'5", you know, ball slinger from the pocket guy like a Matt Ryan, and you're telling me they can't go to a Super Bowl? No way, no how, no chance? Bro, I think you're crazy.
I didn't get to the Duncan Robinson story. It's really not a story. It just reveals his favorite snack. And Crowder, like, it's the worst snack, I think, in the world. I think you'll agree with
me.
I didn't even see it.
I know what it is already.
We'll get to it. We'll see if Crowder's right. We'll get to that next on Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, it's Hawk. You know, one of the things I get asked all the time is the Cheetah Open. You know, I talk about the Cheetah for so many years on this show. Yes, the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open. It is finally time to change up your routine, live safely, have a little fun. Make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They've got happy hour till 6. If you haven't been there, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. They do things on the menu like sliders and burgers, wings, salads, sandwiches. They do daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Grab your buddies after work, head on over to any Cheetah Club, West Palm, Pompano, or Hallandale Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Enjoy $100 bottle specials at Cheetah Pompano Sundays through Thursdays. This Wednesday, tomorrow, join in the Halloween spirit. You have Cheetah's Apocalyptic Survival Party. That is tomorrow. Always a great time. And then you can always get in on all the football action at any Cheetah Club, too. You know, if you're in the Hallandale Beach area, you stop by Cheetah Hallandale's Ultra High Tech Sports Lounge. They got all the HD TVs, projector screens. It is the best. If you want info on any of this, check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
But is fudge the thing between a brownie and a chocolate bar, the little thick chocolate mousse-looking thing?
I mean, you don't know what fudge is?
What is it?
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.